I'm next. Good evening. Let me also thank Dr. Baskerville for inviting me, and to thank Dr. Arthur Thomas, who is director of the Mafia Leadership Program, for his support of me this year, and all my fellow Mafia Leadership colleagues who have joined me, and also Dr. Johnson. Let me just begin by saying I feel especially honored because I see some of our other fellow deans here, and there's any one of the deans from any of the HBCUs could certainly be here and discuss these important points. And I want to just focus on three points, and I want to shift, I guess, in a different direction, and sort of talk about the first point. And the first point actually comes from Chinua Achebe, the African novelist, who in an interview was discussing the importance of distinguishing between the story and the storyteller. In that interview, he discussed how the storyteller so captures the imagination of the reader that they can actually guide how they think about and feel about different issues. As an example, he recounted how when he read the story, The Heart of Darkness, he was cheering on the hunter until he realized that, oh, wait a minute, I'm one of those, quote, savages being described. I want to remind us also about the story of the achievement gap. All of us are those people being described. The achievement gap is not our story. When you ask people, what is the achievement gap, what do they really know about it, particularly people in the community? Do we know that the achievement gap is defined only by, if we take the definition from the Education Policy Center, only by differences on standardized tests? That's the difference. It's not creative. And that language alone of gap is enough to make our students feel inferior. And the questions that we should be, in God's, the kinds of questions that we should be asking, what would be the differences in the scores that would indicate that we have eradicated the achievement gap? If you ask that question, we will know there will always be a difference between test scores. And if other people are the storytellers, then we will never catch that gap. We're not going to catch that gap because the story will continue to change. So that's important that I think when we think about the achievement gap, and I'm not saying we shouldn't have this discussion, but I think we should remember that most of us are not fully, particularly in the community, understanding the story. And that brings me then to my second point. And the second point actually comes from Dr. James Anderson, education historian, Stillman graduate, and author of the seminal work titled The Education of Blacks in the South, 1860-1935. If you've ever heard Dr. Anderson, he indicates to us each time that he speaks and through his writings, we cannot fully understand educational dilemma without an historical context, and I want to add a cultural context. In his book, he indicated that we face some of the same issues around teaching and learning at the dawn of the 20th century that we are now facing at the dawn of the 21st century. And that is really the struggle to control the minds and hearts of black school children. In his book, he stated the following. I want to capture this quote. And I quote, "If the system of common schooling for black children had been fairly well developed by 1900, many of the ideological debates among industrial philanthropists, northern missionaries, black leaders, and southern whites might have ended as rhetorical wars. But those interested in shaping the beliefs and behavior of Southern black children through formal schooling viewed the great teacher shortage, familiar? The great teacher shortage as an opportunity to influence significantly the form and content of black teacher training and thereby contribute directly to the socialization of black children, end of quote. Do we not see that we find ourselves facing the same dilemmas, bogged down in the same discussion, this time under the banner of the achievement gap? And it's not new, and there's never been a time in history when, if we think about it, we would recognize there's never been a time in history when African Americans have had equal access to the same level of educational opportunities, so how could we expect that there would not be a gap? Even so, according to the Center on Education Policy, we shrunk the gap once in the 1970s and 80s, which we tend to gloss over and never remember, and these gains for African American students occurred at a time when Head Start, Title I, and federal programs sought to improve educational opportunities and reduce poverty. So we know from a policy perspective that having an understanding of a historical and cultural context is necessary so we can make the case more forcefully about what we need. We've talked a lot about what HBCU teacher preparation programs can do, but I want to say these things to our presidents. I mean, teacher education students should have the highest percentage of scholarships of all students in any of our HBCUs. They should do the most work. We know that teacher education programs also should be playing a much greater role internally in structuring teaching and learning across HBCU campuses. We have the expertise in our campuses to do that. And let me just end by saying that a couple of things that we need to do. Now, we all know that teacher expectation has most influence on student achievement. And I want to ask Dr. Mary Dearworth, let's have a study on that. How do you document teacher expectation? How do you assess it?